With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the Penguins, they win last night 5-0. DeSmith shows that they have goaltending depth. The Penguins' goaltending situation has gone in flux this year. For a time, they go into the season and we're like, they got three guys. What are they going to do? They got too many. And then there's injuries, and it's like, Oh, my gosh, the Penguins have no goaltending. What's going to happen? They can't stay healthy. What's going to happen?
Is Matt Murray really hurt, or is he just a head case?
Right, so they need to trade for a veteran goaltender. And now they have a backup come in and pitches a shutout. Then they have continue to have a guy like Gudbranson play well on the blue line. And they continue to have Patrick Hornquist fill whatever role he needs and continue to come back from what was ailing him. And then they continue to have Sidney Crosby play like the best player in the world. And they continue to have Phil Kessel get back on the horse after that big, long drought that he had.
Yep.
So does that all add up? Does that all mesh into they're hitting their stride at the right time? You're a Penguin fan. You consume everything Penguins. And you're starting to believe that this is a team that can make a run.
Absolutely.
I felt that way last
night,
man.
Not only is this team playing the way it is, with all those things that you talked about, right? All the hurdles that they were trying to clear on their own over the last month or two. But you combine that with no Aston Reese, no Rust, and a big one, no Letang. All three of those guys are going to be back at some point before the playoffs.
And Ricola can't get a game.
Right. He's just vanished,
right?
So I guess the point is this team's going to get deeper.
Yes.
And I think it's going to continue to get better, and they're starting to pull away from the pack, right? We talked about the points in the standings a couple minutes ago. Now four up on the first wild card Hurricanes. Now six up on the ninth place Canadiens. So they're putting some distance between themselves and those other teams. And if they continue to do that, there's a good chance they don't have to deal with the Capitals in the first round or the Lightning in the first round. You get the Islanders in the first round. And I'm never going to pencil in a win in a playoff series, but you'd much rather face the Islanders than the Capitals or the Lightning. And the key to getting a long, long run, a protracted run in the Stanley Cup playoffs, is get a couple matchups that benefit you, to be quite honest, early in the playoffs.
Right now, for me, the number one factor is Matt Murray being healthy. It's still because I don't think that Sid is going to hit any skid. Like, I don't think that Sid's play is going to fall off.
We're seeing
the best of Sid right now post-concussion.
The most consistently great Sidney Crosby we've seen in at least 5 years.
I agree with that. I couldn't agree with you more. So there's that. If Gino can get out of his own way and not do things like he did with 8 minutes left last night and drop the gloves, I like Gino's competitive drive right now. McCann and Bjugstad have been additions to this organization.
Unbelievable.
That it was either this. Either they were undervalued in terms of how the fans saw them, or Jim Rutherford is an absolute maverick and saw something in them that other people didn't necessarily value them that much. Or maybe the truth's a little bit in the middle. But I think part of it is really Jim Rutherford saw them as pieces, much like Schultz, where if they came here, they would be better than they were at their former stops.
Yep, and he looked at them and said, we can get more out of these two guys than we're getting out of Brassard and Sheahan right now. And I wish at some point I would be smart enough, but I'm not. I'm not a genius. I wish I would be smart enough at some point to stop questioning Jim Rutherford.
Well, I think what needs to happen with Jim Rutherford is you just need to look at his moves in totality. He can lose on Brassard. He wins on Bjugstad and McCann.
Yes.
He can lose on Christian Ehrhoff.
Right.
He wins on Gudbranson. It's like if you just take a plus minus, and that's making hockey,
even though
it's antiquated.
In totality, he comes out way in the black.
And as a GM, isn't that kind of what you really want to do when you make, and particularly even, as many moves as he makes?
Even the moves that you look at the time and go, okay, whatever that is, like Joseph Blandisi, right? Joe Blandisi played a couple of minutes last night and was one of those guys. There was a moment late in the game. It might have been when they were up 3-0, 4-0, whatever it was. It was third period. Joseph Blandisi gets the puck along the boards, all right? And I'm not trying to make more out of this than it is, but it's indicative of somebody buying into the Mike Sullivan system and the way this team has bought into Mike Sullivan's system over the last few weeks. He's got someone completely wide open, cross ice. You know what he does? He stops, he takes the puck, and he chips it up off the glass out
right.
of the zone. That is indicative. And when you get those guys like that, a Joe Blandisi or a Garrett Wilson or whoever it may be, those guys that are depth players who – in Blandisi's case, isn't going to be here in the playoffs, most likely. Garrett Wilson's case will have trouble getting a hat, as it were, in the playoffs. Buying into those little things, the guys on the top line start to notice that, too. Like, guys can lead in reverse in some cases, by example, by doing the right thing, playing the game the right way, because then all of a sudden, the Gensels of the world, the McCanns of the world, the Kessels and Malkins of the world look at it and say, okay, yeah, we're up 3-0. Chip the puck up off the glass and get it out of the zone and play smart hockey.
412-928-9370. I think, in talking through that last segment, Chris, I really think that's the way that people need to look at it. Not individual moves, but because GMJR
yeah.
is such a volume move guy. There's so many moves you have to take. It's kind of like playing scratch-off lottery tickets. Like, yeah. are you going to come out ahead eventually?
You're not going to win $5 on every ticket.
Right. Are you going to come out with your – what are you going to turn your $100 into?
Right.
And I think that's a good way – or playing a slot.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to turn that into?
You've
got to be okay taking a loss here and there.
And you've got to be okay with him. Yes, they lose the year, basically. Of having Broussard on the roster, right? Like, it's kind of a lost year, the Derek Broussard year. But look at what they've done since they moved him out and brought McCann and Bjugstad in.
And what prospect did they trade other than Kapanen?
That's it. Kapanen, I'm trying to think. Any other just draft picks? I mean,
right?
high draft capital in some cases, yes, I understand. But, yeah, when you look back on it, this team at the time, right after the trade deadline this year, I thought, I don't know how much better this team is right now than it was a year ago, but we've seen it just in the course of their production over the last few weeks. This team is most definitely better now than it was even before they acquired Broussard.
And they traded Sundqvist, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Kapanen and Sundqvist.
But if those are the pieces that you have to move, then I think you can live with it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.